Well, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back. We're not starting in the B-Lab today. We're starting in the back of the Cybertruck because I've got an idea today. I got this idea last night when I realized I've got another two, I had three. There's another one I've already hauled around. I've got two more swarms in these boxes that I pulled off of trees this morning before sunrise. And that's my technique of pulling swarms down. I go up before sunrise, I take a water bottle that looks just like this. And I kind of, if there's any bees on the outside, I kind of mist them in, like they think it's raining. And then I close my little disc entrances down to vent mode, so they're all in there. And I've got my red headlamp on. Yeah, here it is right here in the back of my truck. I got my red headlamp on. And then I get up on my little ladder. I only go like one step up. So while I am up a little bit, it's only like one step. And I lift these things off. And man, if you don't get them in the first week or two, they can get heavy. And these are heavy right now. I wait till I see pollen going in on a swarm trap before I take it down, though. That's how I do it. And the reason I say that is because by the time they're taking pollen in, they are feeding brood. They're feeding their larva or their brood. Every hive, depending on the configuration you gave it, and whether or not a virgin takes over this with her swarm or a mated queen takes over, has a different amount of time before they will be raising brood. Let's talk about that for a second. So if I got a full frame of like brood comb in here that's already drawn out, that's in good shape, and a mated queen goes in here with a ball of bees, she can start laying that day and there will be brood in 3.5 days. So you might even see, pollen going in a week. That's about as fast as it happens, right? Now, if you get an unmated queen, a virgin from a swarm, and she moves in here, and all you got is foundation or foundationless frames with starter strips, they've got to draw out all that wax before she can lay the first egg. Now, granted, they may have a tiny little heart-shaped piece and she'll start laying eggs in it, but that's only like 6 or 7 eggs, right? So it's gonna take a little bit longer for that virgin to get mated and then for her to start laying eggs and then for them to start bringing in pollen to feed brood. So use the pollen going in as your indicator. Now, you gotta be looking every single week because you don't want 3 weeks of pollen going in before you go out. Otherwise, you are gonna have comb out the wazoo inside here. Now, what I was thinking about this morning was where in the heck am I gonna put all these bees? I think this is like number 15, 16, and 17 of my swarms this year. And I can go make some more equipment, but I'm actually running out of rack space. But I've got a couple weak hives in my production area that I think I wanna requeen. I'm just like, you didn't build up fast enough. I think it was a new queen, maybe one of my blue queens from earlier in the year, but maybe it was just too much of an early queen, or maybe she didn't get mated well enough. In any case, I don't think I like that queen. But it's kind of, we're in the honey flow right now, so I don't want this hive to die. So I'm thinking I am gonna do a demarray with this hive and a swarm queen in the bottom. What do you think about that? I don't know. You guys that do these demarays, tell me if you think I'm crazy. But I think I'm gonna pinch the queen or take her out at least, and maybe I'll put her in a mini mating newt to keep her laying some eggs. But I think I'm gonna take her out and I'm gonna put the swarm queen in the bottom after I mark her. And then I'm gonna put the old hive on top like we've done with the demarray a couple times on video. And I'm gonna put the basics of the brood we've got in here that just started down in the bottom. Or maybe I'll find a frame of cap. It's gonna be something like that, but let's do that in the apiary. Anyway, that's what we're gonna do today. So stick with me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are out here and this is, it looks like it's a double deep. It's not. I put a second brood chamber on here because I was starting to think about what I was gonna do with this hive yesterday. I was gonna put some brood up in here, and that's when I put this double deep on top is when I said, you know what, maybe I should do a demarray. This is a super I put on here just because the flow's on, and when the flow's on, and they're just not ready, they're not big enough. So this is what the hive looks like, and I've nursed it along. There's bees in there. They're just not booming. And, everything else is booming. So, we'll take a look at the brood together. You can see it. I'm gonna put up a little bit just so I can kind of work a little bit quicker. We'll see what happens with these bees. I also like to say, when you're working with swarms, the first time you open a swarm up, make sure your hood's on. You never know what you're gonna get on the swarm. You can take your hood off if you're comfortable doing that sort of thing. So, I mean, this is kind of what I would expect my hive to look like in February. Not, you know, when the flow's on here, April 1st, April Fool's Day. I'm not joking today, though. Not about bees. Take off my ant frame. They're storing honey. You know, they're just kind of doing the little single nuke, single deep thing. You know, this isn't my demurray. Failed demurray is over here. Yeah, what a disappointment with that one. So I'm gonna look for the queen. Check out the brood pattern, drone comb. She's laying drones. And you know, some of you out there watching may just go, maybe you've got some, you know, Caucasians or something that are slow to brood up. And while that may be well and good, this is too slow. It's too slow. They're drawing out fine. You know, it's kind of, they're doing their thing. No eggs there. Moving like a ninja when I'm moving across the hive. See, I'm working in front of the hive. Brood. That's fine. It's the edge frame. There's some capped. Not a full frame of cap. It's the end frame, though. And, you know, there's, see how the, this is the strip thing. You know, if you guys watch Mike Berry, he says he doesn't like extended strips. He's doing the Viroxan style. These are my homemades. The reason he's saying he doesn't like it is because the way they don't do anything underneath it. That is the consequence of embedding that OA deep down into the hive. That's a decent brood pattern. There's not enough bees yet. That's getting ready to explode though, isn't it? I'm not gonna change my mind. Good solid brood pattern. I still gotta have a place to put these bees. This is a good one for the bottom frame. If I find the queen, I will find the queen. In the demurray. There's another good solid brood frame, some pollen. There's another kind of a burn frame from the oxalic acid. It's not really burning. Shouldn't even use that word. It's just, they don't like, I guess, it touching. And see, there's the strip that it was working off of. Let's go ahead and take that off. Small patch, so we're on the edge of the brood nest. Little cup here. Just a supersedure queen cup. No, nothing in it. In the center of the frame. Didn't see our little lady yet. Unless you saw her. Did I miss her? Or is she a runner? She might be a runner. Eggs on this frame, so she's laying out here where they're drawing. Oh, there she is. Little blue mama. She actually's got a good size, so she's not like she's a runt or anything. Here, look. See her? Watch how I grab her by the handles. Got her by the handles. After you get her by the handles, put your finger under her. She will grab onto your leg, and then you can cage her. Good queen. I don't have a problem with this queen. It's just the hive is not growing as much as I want. So you can argue, keep her, keep the swarm. I haven't decided yet. We'll see what happens. We'll see if I find the swarm queen, if I like the way she looks or not. I don't know. We will decide that in a few minutes. Now, how do we do the demurray? Do you remember? We have to put a little bit of brood and a whole lot of laying room in the bottom and then move the bees up top. Now, the good thing about combining a swarm is they don't have a whole lot of frames yet, right? There probably is going to be a little bit of brood over in one of these swarms, and we'll crack those open in a minute. But I'm going to go ahead and move this bottom. Queen is safe in a cage. She's not in a clip cage right now, so I don't even need to worry so much about, I'll leave this frame out because for manipulation. I don't even need to worry about, you know, me bumping her because she's got a cap in her clip cage there. Always a good chance to inspect your bottom board, beetles, clean it off. I can show you that. There's my hive scale underneath. Kind of get a glance. You can't see that far down. But here, this is what my high scale looks like. See? It's just down here on my little frame. Lots of cardboard in here from the oxalic acid strips being chewed away and not hauled off. I don't really like leaving that cardboard in there because it does leave spots for small hive beetles to hide. Okay, nice clean bottom board for the most part. All right, what's next for the Demaray? Remember that? Nice empty box to build up from. I'm just squaring away my hive scale so it's nice and centered. All right, let's see. What box were we gonna use today for that? Oh, I had it right here. One of these older ones. I've had this a long time. That box, and looks still in pretty good shape. Okay, looking good. Now, for the purposes, I know, let's see. I'm gonna kind of bring you right here a little bit. I'm gonna make sure you can see both. I'll come up to the frame if you can't see something. Yeah, so over here is where I set that box I just took off. I'm gonna get that deep frame with all that cat brood I was just showing you. This is the one. Emerging cat brood for mama down below. And it's got my broodminder hive sensor on there, which I like to keep in my bottom chamber as centered as I can. That way when I am in a scenario with double broods, the temperature sensor is in the middle of the brood nest. Second frame of cat brood. That's all I'm gonna leave, and I'm gonna put the queen in the middle of that. Now, because I'm gonna be introducing a new queen, probably, I may cage her for introduction. But we hadn't found that queen yet, so this has got a little bit of drawing room in it. I'm gonna put this drone comb on the outer edge if she wants to start laying drones. I like to keep these on the edge frames because they're kind of my disposable frames for pulling out. I really don't care that much about them. Meaning like if I crack one, I don't think I'm gonna be buying any more of those frames. I don't use them for Varroa control. I use them for drone populations and end frames. I don't know, I bought a bunch of those one day watching Bob Benny talk about them, and I like having drones, but I've got enough naturally drawn comb frames like this where they draw, you know, they do drones anyway. So that's not brood, that's just a little bit of drone. Let's see, what do we got here? Drawn comb, she needs to lay in. Yep, she needs to lay in this. This is a good one. I think the rest of these are brood, need to go up top. Yep, cap brood, three cap broods there. And let me see this one. This has got a patch of capped. This has got a lot of drawing room. This is gonna be, so there's just a tiny, if I were to say how much cat brood is on there, it's like a quarter frame. But it's got a lot of open for her to draw. Cause I'm out of drawn comb other than what I got in my swarm traps. And there might be a little bit in that swarm trap I can put in there too. Okay, now, see 2, 4, 6, 8. I can put in 2 foundation frames right now. Ooh. And first one, I was being too fast. You see me, I wasn't moving like a ninja. Moving fast. You guys still with me? Hey, if you're still here and you're not a subscriber, click like and subscribe. I'm trying to grow the channel. And it takes people like you that are standing back there watching my channel that think, hey, I don't mind listening to this guy gab. He's got some things to say that are interesting. I could watch him make mistakes and do better than him, which is what I do when I watch videos. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do it that way. But At least I get to watch. Now, I don't have a queen in there yet, but, so I'm gonna say, I put the excluder on there as a reminder. I don't have a queen in there yet. I got some brood over here. Now we gotta open a swarm. And I'm gonna need to do some dancing here to see what we got. So, where do you wanna watch the swarm from? I got two here, and they're both kind of monsters, I think. At least they were heavy, and there was a cluster of bees on the outside of that entrance. Make sure I got another cage. I do have another cage for another queen, so that's good. And I got my spring cage. If I see her crawling on the comb, put it in my right pocket where it belongs. And I think I'm going to go for this one. All right, you agree with me? All right, fine. That's what we'll do. Moment of truth. I'm going to move this one to the side since we made that decision together. I love these stands. If you hadn't made them yet, watch that video on how I made them. It's not my original idea. I modified it a little bit. So I have gone to a telescoping cover. Love that. A little bit of a bubble inner cover. And nice. Four frames of bees and one beetle. That's what I like. Now, there may be comb hanging down here. Looks like they haven't drawn this edge frame, which is good. I'm gonna show you guys what we see here. Looking for the queen, right? I miss queens sometimes because they're not marked. She's not, well, unless I caught another one of my own. I don't think I'm missing anybody now. Hey, you know, yesterday a swarm I caught a queen that had absconded from one of my midi mating nukes. And it was one of my pretty queens too, and I was so sad when she absconded. Yeah, this is what swarms do. Maybe I didn't have enough wax, but This is also why you don't want to let them go too long. They will make a hot mess out of frames like this. So I'm gonna probably scrape that off, put a little bit more wax on there, and use it as another swarm frame. I could smear it on there. Sometimes when you smear, it gets too chunky. You know, I've got another thing I wanna show you guys that I might do on this box. You know how we have the theory of shaker boxes? And I say shaker boxes, you know, the full-on shaker box. When I was at Nobby, I went to Betterbee, and I wanted one of these queen excluder division frames. They're designed for queen excluding when you're, like, grafting and stuff like that. And they didn't have the single one that I wanted. And I was talking to the doc. He was the one talking to me right now. And he said, just go ahead and get the double. It's kind of nice too. And I got the double and I walked away and I said, I'm never going to use that thing. But you know what this double ends up being for me? It's a shaker box. I can actually use this as an individual shaker box. And I say that, oh, look, this will fit in here. Well, it should because it's two frames wide. Maybe I got some propolis in here. But this is two frames wide. And I could take this frame and look. That's my example, is in a one-framer, I couldn't shake like that. And that is a shaker box in and of itself, and it's a small one for like a sideline or a hobbyist. Now, you might, those of you that use shaker boxes a lot are probably like, yeah, that ain't gonna work. It's working for me, and it's working for me because of the size I am, and I have a shaker box over there, but it's just so big, and it takes separate equipment, I never use it. Anyway, just a thought. Shaker box from a double. Yep. See that comb on the bottom? Beautiful drawn wax comb. So this is where we get into the dance of, they did that since I checked them. And boy, did they grow this time of year when the flow was on. So I'm looking for the queen. She could be anywhere. And I really don't want to break this comb. I may not use it all, but I don't want her to be on it and me break it. So I may just look for her and then put this back and just go through all the frames before I started getting destructive. These are well-behaved bees. I could even take my veil down a little bit, but I'm gonna leave it on. Okay, so they're, see how they're festooning? So they're gonna be drawing on this, but they're not yet. And these are great frames they've drawn out that I can put into that bottom instead of those two foundation frames, because I don't think there's any many eggs in here.
Looking for the swarm queen.
Some of you may be like, why do you want to keep a swarm queen? You know, bees swarm. I'm not breeding for non-swarminess. I'm breeding for healthy stock, local stock, and something different than what I got right here. You know, I got lots of queens going, but I also just need a good place for a nice, and now we'll see what she looks like, if she's a runt, if she's dark, if she's light, all that. Third frame, so either she's in the box on the side, or I missed her. What do you think of that? God, I love festooning bees. It's just so pretty. And see how I'm holding it over the box? If the queen was in this festoon, I want her to go back in the box. I don't want her to go on the ground. So when I'm doing this kind of look-see, I pretend like she's gonna fall off. I'm holding it over the box. And there's the undrawn side. This might be a good example for me to do this shaker box again. So yeah, I can bring this over it because it'll fit in here now that I took that one frame out. I can just set it in here. Make room for it. There's some bees on the edges, so gotta be careful. This is a good frame. I should put this back in that bottom box. Matter of fact, I am going to right now while this is queenless. Remember, I put those two drawn frames over here. I want drawn comb rather than drawn frames. And this has at least got one side drawn out. Back over here for this. Now I'm gonna shake this one. This is the one with this didn't have the wax. I'm just gonna look again. I see you, mama. Don't see her. A good wax frame. You know what though? I gotta make sure. See, I see this queen cell right here, and I'm sitting here to go, I gotta still make sure there's the evidence of eggs. Make sure she's a laying queen, because remember, at the beginning of this video, I told you they could be virgins. They could be mated. I think there's eggs in there. The lighting here without the sun right overhead, I use my magnifier app on my iPhone, and I use the flashlight if I need it. Yep, eggs. Okay, so I've got a layer. This is a good one to replace that other, just a few eggs in this one, but this other plain drawn foundation frame. So now this bottom is completely drawn comb of some sort. Take a first glance for mama. See if she's in here, crawling around, trying to get through. Couple drones. I'm not coming closer to the camera because I want to stay close to the hive with these bees. This is the one with the wax on it. Probably the most likely candidate that she's on because of that fresh wax, but probably has eggs in it. So I'm just gonna kind of very gently shake those festoons off. Lots of eggs, jelly larva. So I pulled this at the right time. Remember I told you I was looking for pollen? This is exactly what happened. They started bringing in pollen and I'm seeing royal jelly in here, which is the indication. There's enough drawn comb in this hive that I don't need to save this. I could save it. If you do save it and frame it up because you need drawn comb, you got to rubber band stuff like this up. There are eggs in this though, so she is laying, and she was laying in this. Set this to the side. Healthy, healthy swarm. This is a top frame. It's got eggs and royal jelly in it. So this is going to the top of the demurray. Now I've got a box full of bees that I've shaken and also in the box. So if she's not in the shaker, she's in the box. I'm really hoping she's in the shaker. Searching for swarm queens inside of a box of bees is not easy. I don't see her here though. Oh, and there's a piece of comb in the box too. Let me show you that piece. It's a pretty piece. This may be a larger piece than the other one. Gonna shake in the box just in case I'm missing her. All right, yeah, come on, little lady. I know you can't get out. You're gonna sting me in there. Got one up my jacket. She probably went up these cuffs. Okay, so now I'm gonna try to let you see in here. Can you see? This is my, one's still in my sleeve. I gotta find a queen in here somehow, or just assume she's in here and dump all these bees in there. What would you do? Man, there's a lot of bees in here. I don't know. Maybe she's going to walk around and show me herself. But if she shows me herself, I'm going to have to be fast. Maybe you can use their fanning behavior. Ooh, is that her? Is that her? Sometimes you see a butt and you're like, ooh, that's a queen butt. Maybe not. Well, I can do a shake. Take them down to the bottom. See how they're lining up on the bottom? They're happy in there. Mama might be in here somewhere. All right, I'm gonna do a shake. There are a lot of bees in there. All right, you stung me and died. I knew you were gonna do that. Trying to get you out. Now you're just buzzing on your last life. There's probably no finding her. There's just too many bees. I like to mark them, but I don't think I'm going to get this marked. See him coming up? Woo! They want mama. Where is she? All right. Well, double check the shaker. I mean, there's another technique I could use. Is I could put a frame in there for these festooning bees to latch onto and shake them through here one by one. But that's assuming the queen is gonna do that. She may not, she may just keep running. Because the queen has to be in the bottom of the demurray, I'm hesitant to just shake all in the bottom and assume she's going in there. Now, I could come back and check above and below the excluder for sure in a few days and do that. Since this is kind of a fake demurray, I don't know, the only thing demure about it is I'm separating the old hive and the new hive with an excluder and some honey frames. Man, these are very gentle bees. I mean, they're all just kind of crawling around me, buzzing. They're not stingy at all. You know what I'm saying to myself? If you see her, don't look away. Because she is going to hide in these bees all morning if I am not careful. Well, the other thing I could do is the full-on shaker box like you guys were probably saying us to do from the beginning, right? That's hilarious that I talked about that shaker box and then I'm gonna have to use a regular one. So I do have one. I'll show you what it looks like. So this is how I made it. It's essentially a frame that holds a deep around my a deep box. So I can put this over this bottom hive. Set another deep body in there, which I've got this time of year. Sometimes you don't always have one. Now this deep hive body is going on here, and now we're gonna do it this way. I'm gonna move you over here so you can watch the shaking, and we'll see what happens. Can you see? Yeah, you can see. So that's what it looks like. See the shaker box down here? It's right here. It's essentially this is a compatible shaker box, so it's not actually bolted to a piece of equipment. But now I got to get these bees in there best I can while they're festooning. Several different ways of doing that, because she could be anywhere, right? You guys see? So now that's what I'm going to do. All right, got those edge ones, got these edge ones. Now I can do a shake now. So with this big box, I can kind of hold it like this. And now, the shake. Now, I gotta show you what's going on in here. You gotta see, look. They'll go through. She's got to be in there, right? I'm going to get you just close as you can so you can kind of watch and look. That smoker fell over. Get him to go down. All right, here's my vial for my swarm trap, right? I can't see through this damn veil. I'm taking it off. These are nice bees so far. I may get stung, but I'm gonna risk it till I do. Oh, I can see so much better. They're in a good mood. I bet she's in there. She should be wanting to get out of the light, not hanging on the wall. She should be trying to fight her way down in there.
really don't want them to come out. I keep them in there.
Well, with this many bees, if this works, I got my population problem fixed. I'm just brushing them off the walls in case she's in there to kind of encourage more and more of them to go down. They're going down, meaning like there's less in the box now than there were. Amazing temperament. Especially since they had brood, you know. Swarms are usually nice until they get a hive, but when they got brood, they got just as good a reason to be angry as anybody. So, the fact that they've got brood and I'm shaking them in a box and they're all this discombobulated and are still behaving is a good testament to their temperament. All right, Chuck, you're running out of bees to look at now. Not really, but I mean, I'm surprised I hadn't seen her yet. She's not gonna be in here. Where else could she be? I guess I gotta double check the box that I shook her out of. There's still some bees in here, but not many. The bee should start to tell me where she is at some point. Whether they're fanning, going back to the box, looking for her. Well, ah, holy smokes, it's one of my queens. Where did you come from, little lady? So, I've got queens to look for. Last year's queen, now, I'm assuming it's my queen. I'm probably the only one within 3 miles of here marking queens like this. All right, so that means there's a green queen marked hive that I've got that's missing a queen. And it should be missing a bunch of bees, and they should have swarmed in the last week. So I'm remarking her with some green. Isn't that funny? There's a lot of bees in here that are missing out of another one of my hives. So, I don't have that many greens left. Let me think about this. All right, I am gonna set her in here for now.
All right, you want to be an attendant? You just hired yourself. I'll grab a couple attendants. The reason is because I think I'm going to do an introduction period with this queen, just in case there's any fighting. I just don't want to. They're going to be discombobulated for a day. They might get to know each other. I need to get a food cap. This is not a food cap. So, I've got a red-headed woodpecker. All right, so success. Let me back you up. Show you a little bit more about what we're doing globally. And I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get a food cup. Okay, I'm back. And I've got my food cup here. So that's just some queen candy. This is one of my 3D printing cups. I got the tape on it to do a slow release. And I put a tiny little pinhole in here. So now, I've got a decision. Green queen that brought all these bees with her. Blue queen that's got a couple really nice solid brood patterns, but you know what? I'm gonna stick to my original decision. The reason I decided, even though once I got in there, I found a couple nice brood frames, the reason I came out here was because I wasn't happy with the way it was going. So I'm gonna change the way it's going. So my green queen, I'm double checking I got the right one. That green paint is in there. Food cap with the tape is going on top. So now this is an introduction cage. These are my 3D printed ones here, modeled after the great design from Easy Peasy. You're welcome to go to their website if you want to buy it. I'm not selling something that I copied after a product that exists. Okay, so I'm done with my shaker box. I could probably get away without this, but I'm gonna kind of speed up a little bit. I'm getting stung as I get dressed again with bees that are in here. I'm gonna get the stingers out because I'm covering them up. All right. So I used two different types of shaker boxes today. Isn't that funny? I didn't expect that to happen. So now, yeah, I'm hiving my own bees. These are my bees. I don't want. So, you know, I have an outyard that these could have swarmed out of. I guess. I don't know. I didn't. Who knows? Who knows? So now I gotta. Let's keep them calm. I gotta get a queen in here. And I gotta get it in that center frame, remember? Now that it's all tight. See, I should have left the frame out. Just because I knew I was gonna do this. All right, so she's gonna go on here. This is probably the better side because there's a good spot where it even looks like there was a queen introduction cage here from earlier in the year. She's going like this, up and in the brood. The reason you go up is so dead bees go to the bottom and they don't block her way out. And now they can start chewing her out. She's going in between those brood frames in a way that I can see that cap nice and easy. And then that frame is going there. All right, queen installed. What's next? Queen excluder, right? And I am the master of making videos longer than I think. What's next? Honey super. At least one. I'm going to do one until these ladies get settled and I see she's released. I'll probably add another one later. Second deep. It's the one where we started with, right? It's got three or four frames of cap brood. Not a lot, but this has got to hatch out before I give up on it anyway, right? This hatches out, I could recombine or do whatever. This is effectively using the demarray as a, this one's not going in there. The demarray is a technique of combining. That's all I need there. I don't need too many more. I can put a beetle trap up top. Because I'm gonna,
only three frames in here. I'm not going to have them draw out a full thing of super. I'm going to end up putting somebody, you know, I want that to be a 10 frame. This is coming on up. So that's the way that's going. And where is my top board? There it is. Drones can get out through that little hole on these boards. So I'm just going to flip this upside down. There we go. So now, what am I gonna put on here? There's a story on here now. I'm gonna erase that last need brood. 4-1. Green queen. Swarm. It's not really a demaray, but I'm gonna put that on here as a reminder. Do need to check cells if I want. So I'm gonna say check cells 4-8, just in case they draw some cells up there, right? Yeah, so I think this is a good stopping point. I think I still got two more hives to swarm, or swarms to hive. I don't know if I'm gonna do this on the other one or not. I may do it right here on this one. We'll see. I'll crack that one open, see what it looks like. So what do we do? Catching more swarms I know what to do with in my swarm traps. They're working great. Maybe it's the vials this year. Let me take this off so you can see me. I didn't have any more equipment. I mean, I could make some, but I didn't really have any more, and I needed some bees in this hive. So I said, hey, you know what? There's a lot of bees in this swarm. Let's put them in here. So I had the decision of how to get them to accept a queen, right? So I did a slow release, but I only put two frames of brood in there. So most of these bees are gonna kind of get the sensation of there's not a whole lot of, she needs to start laying. So that's what's going on in the bottom. A couple frames of brood up top, a lot of bees. They'll get to know each other. What do you think? Think it'll work? If you're still here, first of all, tell me you made it the whole length. Thank you, I love it when people make it the whole length and tell me. And then B, you think this'll work? Or am I just missing the point? I should just put a piece of newspaper and be done with it. Maybe that's what I should be doing on the next one. Any case, thanks for watching. I'm going on a trip this week, so it might be a few days till I get some videos. I gotta go to work. And then we'll be back next week, maybe. See you next time. Have a great day.